top of the fourth is on, and while we were away, Bryce Heil has fouled off the first pitch that he sees. And then Nate Langbin comes back with a ball. It's one ball and one strike. Warriors with a run in the second. It's the only scoring so far. Heil singled and came around to score that run. Swing and a miss there. He's out in front. A ball and two strikes. The Warriors doing something that no one's done in his high school career. They're trying to beat Nate Langbin twice in the same season. 1-2 pitch. And that is a swing and a miss. Strike three. And Bryce Heil is sent back to the bench.
Center fielder.
A fifth strikeout for Nate Langbin of the Evergreens. Nathan Wallert laid down a sacrifice bunt his first time. First pitch there is strike one to Nate Wallert. Fastball, outside corner. Boy, all season at the Simon Field Press Box, we have gotten white glove service. All one pitch. Right in the same spot, and it's strike two. Nate Langbin's pitched well. That one run in the second inning came around on a throwing error. The Evergreens still have yet to get it back. Just seems like some games you're chasing the whole time. Breaking ball, wow, I thought that broke in for strike three. That's close. Tough one for Wallert to take, and it's one ball and two strikes. So you'll see one more in this sequence. Leg kick here, that's outside, 2-2. Does not chase. Langbin, with no one on base, gets the ball back. He wants to throw. Doesn't want the batter to dig in, get a feel for him. 2-2, curveball, called strike three, and Nate Wallert has struck out.
Designated hitter.
Ethan Olke had an easy bottom of the third, and now Nate Langbin's trying to answer with a three-up, three-down fourth. He's gotten the first two via strikeout. Here's the DH, Jackson Albee. It was Albee who put the ball in play, and then a throwing error brought him all the way around. First pitch, strike one. Nate Langbin reached back for something extra, made the catcher's mitt pop. You heard it all the way up here. Checked his swing. Yeah, he went too far. Home plate umpire calls that himself. Didn't have to appeal down to first. No balls and two strikes. Nate Langbin bids to strike out the side. Even though he's trailing by a run, this can be a statement inning for Nate. Sure can. Comes back. Checked his swing again. Strike three. Gonna have to... Well, what's that? He held it. That's strike three. Nick Cotter is saying that he caught that ball, and the runner's going down to first base, and now the first base, the infield umpire indicates, yes, held, strike three. Nate Langbin has struck out the side, and a very quick and easy fourth inning. Yeah, Jackson Albee tried to run for first base like he thought that that ball was dropped. Home plate umpire appealed down to the first base umpire, got some help, and the first base umpire indicated, strike three, you're out. So both pitchers match, three up, three down innings. The Evergreens are coming up in the bottom of the fourth. Wausau West leads 1-0 on 93.9, the game. Welcome back to Simon Field. I'm Chris Conley. You know, the only thing that I don't like about the umpiring mechanics on what was strike three for Jackson Albee, Albee thought the ball was dropped. The infield umpire, I would think, should be indicating you're out without an appeal. And the infield umpire didn't indicate out until we looked down at him. No matter. Nate Langbin has struck out the side, and the Evergreens are trying to get that run back as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Here's Preston Miller. He's first ball swinging deep in the hole and short. Shortstop can't make a play on it. Safe. Wow, that was a close play at first base, too. The shortstop, Jesse Ostnes, slid while making that play on the backhand side. You would say, gee, he's got no chance of throwing the runner out. He made that a very close play with a very good throw. Preston Miller, to his credit, was busting that down the line all the way and gets himself an infield leadoff single. Here's Chris Wiesemann. Wiesemann hit safely his first time up, but I bet Wiesemann's going to sacrifice in this spot. Throw over to the first baseman, Bryce Heil. Preston Miller's back safely. Miller's got good speed. Coming home, runners not going, looked to bunt, and Wiesemann pulled that back. It was inside, ball one. Again, you always have possibilities when you get the leadoff man aboard. You know, the old stat, I think the stats have changed a little bit for Major League Baseball, but for years, when you put the leadoff man aboard, 50-50 that he comes around to score. Maybe a little higher in high school baseball. Looking to bunt, back to the pitcher. They're throwing to second, and they got the lead runner. No sacrifice there. It's a fielder's choice. Pushed a little bit too hard, back to the pitcher, Ethan Ulke, and he threw a bullet down to second base. Preston Miller is erased. Chris Wiesemann is the runner at first base with one out. Here's Hayden Davidowski. Hayden sacrificed his first time. You know what? What's going on with Wiesemann? Wiesemann had wore the sanitary socks way up high for the entire season. Not today. Left-handed batter. With one out and a man on first. Pretty big lead. Hit off the plate. Bouncing ball to the shortstop. And they get the force at second. And that's all. Shortstop Jesse Ostnes hit the bag. You know what? Wiesemann looked around like he didn't hit the bag when he had that ball. And Coach Nate, you know what? This is right. The shortstop Ostnes fielded the ball. And he was already past the bag. I mean, the ball was there in plenty of time, but the timing was not right on that play. Wausau West still gets an out, and there's still a runner at first base, but this is a break for Wausau West. Shortstop Ostnes dragged his foot across the bag, but he fielded the ball after he'd come off the bag. At least that's the way I saw it. Coach Dave Langman came out too. Two outs now and a man on first. Here's Noah Shimoleski. First pitch to Noah, swings and misses. Strike one. So Hayden Davidowski is now the runner at first. The Evergreens desperate to get anybody in scoring position. Hayden may be taken off in this spot. Coming home, runners not going, and it's on the inside corner, strike two. No balls, two strikes. Got to protect here. Noah's got to try and put this ball in play. Two outs. Coming home. Slow curve. Check swing. It is over the first baseman's head. No, he makes it over the shoulder catch. Are you kidding me? It's a bloop ball that's ticketed down the right field line, and it's the first baseman, Bryce Heil, blind over the shoulder, caught the blooper and brings the inning to a close. That is a great defensive play. The Evergreens get a leadoff single but cannot push a run across. Four innings complete, Wausau West 1, D.C. Everest nothing on 93.9 The Game. To the top of the fifth we go. Wausau West sends 8-9-1 in their batting order up against Nate Langbin. Langbin struck out the side and has retired the last five batters that he's faced. In fact, since issuing that walk in the third inning. That runner would be left stranded at third base. Jacob Hammond to hit from the left-hand side. coming home to Hammond down low, ball one. Again, still a lot of time. We're in the middle innings as we play the top of the fifth, high school baseball seven-inning games. But the Evergreens still gave up an unearned run and have been chasing that run ever since. Pitch is a strike, 1-1. Winner has a bus ride to Eau Claire. They'll play at Carson Park on Thursday. Inside-out swing, one ball and two strikes. Boy, I sure would love to go to Carson Park. It's one of my favorite places to do a game. Press box up on top of the roof of the grandstand there on the island at Eau Claire. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three, Nate Langbin struck out four in a row.
Second baseman.
Here's Jake Pease to hit. Carson Park in Eau Claire in the Northwoods League is the home of the Eau Claire Express. When that was an affiliated minor league team, Hammer and Hank Aaron played minor league baseball in Eau Claire. First ball swinging, popped up, first base side, out of play. I've joked before that at Eau Claire they've got the bronze statue of a very young Hank Aaron. It's right in the plaza where you buy your tickets. And I think most baseball players don't know you're supposed to rub Hank Aaron's head for good luck. Pitch is called, strike two on the outside corner. Nate Langbin, 0-2. Coming home, looking to make quick work. And this is fouled off into the catcher's glove. Strike three. Jake Pease sees only three pitches, and he's down on strikes. Five strikeouts in a row for Nate Langbin. Back to the top of the Wausau West order. Here's Ethan Graham. Nine strikeouts against one walk for Nate Langbin. First ball swinging, fly ball to center. Preston Miller back, he's under it. Lots of time and makes the catch. Back-to-back, three up, three down innings. Nate Langbin is now retired eight in a row, but the Evergreens still need a run. To the bottom of the fifth we go. Wausau West 1, D.C. Evers nothing on 93.9. The game and everythingevergreens.com. Welcome back to Simon Field. Boy, the low-scoring high school games sure do move along. We've been playing less than an hour. Here we are in the bottom of the fifth inning. Yeah, this game's 54 minutes old. I'm Chris Conley. The Evergreens have 8, 9, and 1 coming up this inning. Nick Cotter struck out his first time up. Nate Langbin behind him struck out his first time up. So both are looking to get something going second time around against Ethan Ulke. Evergreens have three hits.
Catcher.
Committed one error.
Nick Cotter.
They've been gifted just one walk. Only once, though, in this ballgame. Well, twice. The Evergreens had runners at second base in the first inning and in the second inning. Pitches up high to start Nick Cotter off with a ball. Any way Nick Cotter can get on base. Love a leadoff runner in this spot. 1-0 pitch slow and down low. Nick did a good job laying off. Two balls and no strikes. Again, Nick Cotter cold at the plate. He's going to be asked to take a pitch here. And that is aimed and down low. Three balls and no strikes. You know what? Just because he's sub 200, Nick Cotter's going to be asked to take two pitches here. He's not swinging at this one, and I don't think he's swinging at the next one either. Three balls and no strikes, and the Evergreens are just looking to eke out a walk to start off the bottom of the fifth. Coming home, and that is strike one. Yeah, I think Nick Cotter will be asked to take one more, and then he'll get to hit away if we go to 3-2. Here it comes. Now he's swinging. And he fouls that one off. So we are at three balls and two strikes regardless. Hits the road. Runs over the big ash tree. 3-2. coming home to Cotter. That is up high, and it's a walk after all. Nick Cotter, a leadoff base runner for the Evergreens.
Pitcher.
Nate Langbin, courtesy runner, comes out for the Evergreens. Josh Hopkins. Hop is a senior, so he's going to get some action here in this game. Again, it's an elimination game, single elimination in high school playoff baseball, so you lose, it's over. Nate Langbin to bat for the Evergreens, looking to bunt. Puts the bunt down the first base side. This is rolling. It's going to stay fair and out at first base. Nate Langbin tried to dance around the tag. No matter. He was out of the baseline and was tagged anyway. It is a successful sacrifice to move the tying run into scoring position. Well, these are the bats that the Evergreens want to drive this run in. Here's Kyler Soppy, who's 1-for-2, and Wyatt Miles on deck. One out, and the Evergreens are looking forward to tying up this game. Let's see if Soppy can deliver. Again, Soppy's big stats this year. This is a big hit just for game situation. First pitch is way outside. Ball one. So that's Josh Hopkins, the runner at second base. Hit to the outfield probably ties this ball game. A ball and no strikes. Soppy's got the green light here and takes up high. Two balls and no strikes. Again, Ulke probably realizes that Soppy's the most dangerous bat in the Everest lineup, so he'll want to be careful. Wyatt Miles waits on deck, and Wyatt's had the flair for big hits this game. 2-0 outside, three balls and no strikes. Ulke looks a little bit frustrated with himself right now, kind of snapped his glove when he got that ball back from his catcher, Ethan Graham. 3-0 to Soppy, he's taking and takes a strike, 3-1. Evergreens trailing 1-0 and looking to do something about it right here. 3-1 pitch. Soppy takes strike 2. That's one he didn't like. Bender that kind of fell over the outside corner. Full count. Big spot for Kyler. Big spot for Ethan Ulke. Checks that runner at second. Leg kick coming home. Checked his swing. That's outside. Ball 4. Didn't go. Runners on first and second with one out. Wyatt Miles. Wyatt pitched so well on Thursday. Carried a no-hitter into the top of the seventh. And, you know, just chatting pregame up here in the press box. The one hit that broke up the no-hitter, one out in the seventh, apparently pitcher and catcher waved off the pitch that was being called from the bench. And lo and behold, the Marshfield batter delivered the hit that broke up the no-hitter. Doesn't matter. Wyatt Miles was just so in control of that game. His cutter, all of his breaking stuff, he was throwing for a strike. Wausau West makes a visit to the mound. Conference here. Ulke is staying in. His pitch count is in good shape, and Wyatt Miles looks to be the hero. The runners on first and second are both there via walk, and the Evergreens need a hit to pick them up. Double play ends the inning and breaks the Evergreens' heart, so Wyatt's got to be busting it down the line after making contact. Ulke's got to move back from the set. No windup here. Throw over to first and safe. Close play at first. And you know what? Kyler Soppy can't be picked off in that spot. Closer than it should be at first base. Now they're not holding Soppy on. Wyatt Miles, left-handed bat, coming home to Wyatt. It is on the inside corner, strike one. Boy, in the pressure spots like this, the pitcher always helps themselves when they can get ahead. So the first pitch, strike one, is an advantage here for Ethan Ulke. 0-1 pitch, fouled back. No balls, two strikes. If not Wyatt Miles, then it's up to Mitch Danielski. Pitcher's spot here at 0-2. Long set. coming home. Curve, and it's smacked through the left side, caught by the third baseman, and he throws out Wyatt Miles. That was a close play at first base. I thought that was past the third baseman. Jacob Hammond dove and made a good throw. Both of the runners advance. Wyatt Miles is out at first base. I thought that was through the left side. But instead, there are now runners at second and third, and here's Mitch Danielski. So a hit here could flip the script, put something to the outfield. The Evergreens could take the lead. Or will Evers be turned away again? Danielski is 0 for 2. He struck out his last time. First pitch, he's first ball swinging. Fouls it back over the Wausau West first base dugout. Strike one. Mitch Danielski here. This is the at-bat of the game so far. West clings to a 1-0 lead. The Evergreens have runners at second and third. There are two outs. The count, 0-1. Slow curve is inside. And Ethan Ulke looked in like he thought that was a strike. 1-1. So Ulke's got to shake that off. Ulke will throw that curve anywhere at any time in the count. 1-1 pitch to Danielski. Fastball, it's popped up. It's on the infield, and Wausau West is probably going to get out of this. The shortstop, Osnes, makes the catch, and the Evergreens are turned away. Two walks. Evergreens move the runners to second and third, but do not score. Five complete. Wausau West 1, D.C. Evers nothing. On 93.9, the game. Top of the sixth is on. Wausau West leading 1-0, and they're on the bat.
Top of the sixth inning right fielder, Landon Parlier.
Here's Landon Parlier to hit for Wausau West. Walked and struck out. Again, Nate Langbin's been going through the Wausau West lineup like butter. After giving up a walk in the third inning, has not allowed. Yeah, this is Brayton Kapitz hitting in Parlier's spot. Ball outside, one ball and one strike. Coming home here, breaking ball is in. One ball and two strikes. Nate Langbin has been pitching better as we've gone to the middle and now the late innings of this game. Top of the sixth here, and he's ahead 1-2. Coming home, fastball just high. 2-2. At the letters, but just a little too tall for Kapitz. Two balls and two strikes now. Curve drops in, strike three. Another strikeout for Nate Langbin. Langbin is pitching too good to lose this ball game right now. Still trails 1-0, but Nate Langbin, after having that unearned run tagged on him in the second inning, has been heroic. 10 strikeouts. One walk. Here's Jesse Osnes. First ball swinging, and it's popped up on the infield. Soppy on the right side makes the catch, and there's the second out. Now again, Wausau West has been aggressive early in the count, which has kept Nate Langbin's pitch count down. Two up and two down. Dylan Dobratz to hit for the Warriors. Wausau West has only two hits in this ballgame. Swing and a miss there. Strike one. Yeah, Nate Langbin has been tough as nails. It's a throwing error that brought in the run in the second inning, and the Evergreens still have not overcome it. Boy, where was that? Come on, Blue. One ball and one strike. Nate's throwing so good, he's got the ball back, and he's ready to go again. Steps, leg kick, curve, fouled off the plate and up the first base side. A ball and two strikes.
Yeah.
Nate Langbin here will bid for his third three-up, three-down inning in a row. He's ahead, one ball and two strikes. Coming home here just outside, 2-2. You're trying to get a swinging strike on that pitch.
Yeah.
Not quite. Wind's blowing out to right. It has all day. 2-2 pitch. That's up high. Count goes full. Two outs, nobody on. Nate Langbin trying to retire Dylan Dobratz, who's 0-2 today. 3-2 pitch. Coming. Fouled off. So Dobratz will see another. Looking ahead to the bottom of the sixth inning, the Evergreens have 4, 5, and 6 in their batting order, ready to hit. 3-2 again, swing and fouled off. So Dobratz is going to see what? An eighth pitch in this at bat. Three, two, yet again. And that's up high. The batter wins that one. Dobratz is a two out base runner. That breaks a streak of 10 batters in a row retired by Nate Langbin. Here's Bryce Heil, who's 1-2 today. Beg your pardon, this is a pinch hitter. No, Heil? Yeah, Heil is wearing number 7. He's listed as a different number on the roster. First pitch is fouled back. There's a strike. Singled and scored. Struck out his last time. That's a two-out base runner for Wausau West with a 1-0 lead. Langbin steps off. Heil steps out. And for the first time all afternoon, the wind now is calm. Runner is going. Pitch here is a strike. Throw down to second, not in time. So Wausau West puts an insurance run in scoring position. Back at the plate, it's no balls and two strikes. I mean, in this 1-0 game where the Evergreens have had all kinds of trouble with Ethan Ulke, can't let the Warriors have an extra run here. Got to keep this 1-0, and Nate Langman's ahead in the count 0-2 with two outs. He's coming home, curve, just low. Again, you're trying to get Bryce Heil to swing over the top of that. He did not. 1-2. You know what? Come right back with the same pitch. May not be such a bad idea. A ball and two strikes. And that ball is hit to center. They're going to try and score the run. Preston Miller's throw is not in time. Made that close with a good throw. Safe. A walk, a stolen base, and then a timely two-out hit. And Wausau West builds their lead from 1-0 to 2-0.
Center fielder.
Nate Langbin has made so few mistakes, and that walk just stings. 2-0 Warriors. Good job, Preston Miller. Knew that he had to try and make a play from center field and made it close. Dylan Dobratz, who got on via a walk, beat the throw home by maybe half a stride. Just slid in time. Here's Nathan Wallert. Coming home to him outside, ball one. Boy, you know, the Evergreens have had a couple of spots with two outs where they needed a timely hit. They haven't gotten it, and the Warriors in that spot did. So, I mean, in that sense, the Warriors have done a little more in this game, and they lead 2-0. Up high, two balls, no strikes. Nate Langbin's trying to shake it off, and he was just going so well till he gave that walk. It was a 3-2 pitch. Pitch was outside, ball four, there's no question about it. Swing and a foul tip back to the catcher's glove. Two balls and one strike here on Wallert, who's a sacrifice and a strikeout today. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Took something off that. Wallert swings right over the top. 2-2. But Wausau West, I think, is just tickled pink with what they have out of this inning. They've got themselves an insurance run, and what was a 1-0 game is now 2-0. Two outs, man at first. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Checked his swing. Oh, come on. I guess outside. And I guess he didn't go. Three balls, two strikes. So the runner will be going here with two outs. Nate Langbin coming home, swing, and it's a pop fly to left field. It's down, and it's in the corner, and it's bobbled, and Wausau West is going to get another run, extra bases. A 3-2 pitch that's sent into left field. Nate Wallert has a double, and Wausau West, all of this coming with two outs, now has a 3-0 lead. And you know what stinks, or what's going to make Nate Langbin frustrated, is that pitch that was just called a ball could have ended the inning. And instead, Nate Wallert sees another pitch in the sequence and made the Evergreens pay, drove that ball to left field, gets himself an RBI, and it's 3-0. Back-to-back hits. Coach Dave Langbin coming out to speak with Nate Langbin. The Evergreens, no pitching change here. Nate Langbin will continue. Jackson Albee is 0-2.
Jackson Albee.
Runner on second base and still two out. So the third out has just been a tough cookie here in this inning. First pitch to Albee, outside, ball one. Wyatt Miles, Kyler Soppy would both be available for relief. They're both playing in the field right now. Instead, the Evergreens stay with Nate Langbin. This top of the sixth inning has been eventful for Wausau West. That pitch is up high, two balls and no strikes. Nate Langbin's hat falls off, reaches down to get it. Two balls and no strikes. Albee swings, tips it back to the catcher's mitt, 2-1. Sun's disappeared behind the clouds for a moment. And just like that, is coming back out. Two and one. Langbin comes home. Checked his swing. Bouncer to short. Shortstop Wiesman in front of the bag throws it out. And that does bring the inning to a close. But Wausau West has done some damage. A walk came around to score. An RBI single followed by an RBI double. And the Warriors now have a 3-0 lead. The Evergreens have six outs to work with, or their season comes to a close. The bottom of the sixth when we come back on 93.9 The Game and everythingevergreens.com. Bottom of the sixth, the Evergreens try and get their rally caps on. Here's Preston Miller, who hit safely his first time. You know what? The Evergreens, we've had five innings so far where the Evergreens have hit, and they've had the leadoff man aboard in four of the five, and they have not scored, have not got a runner beyond second base. And the first pitch to Preston Miller from Ethan Ulke, who's out to work his sixth inning, strike one. This was a 1-0 game for forever till West pushed two more runs across. That's down low. A ball and a strike now to Preston Miller. So, I mean, the leadoff base runner hasn't always meant anything for the Evergreens. Curve, low. Two balls, one strike to Miller. Down by three, need to get some traffic on here. Miller swings and fouls that one back to the catcher. Two balls, two strikes now. Ulke coming home. Here's his pitch. Popped up and it's on the infield. First baseman moves over a little bit and Bryce Heil makes the catch. Preston Miller's the first out.
Shortstop.
Ethan Ulke has only struck out three. He's walked two. The Evergreens have not had the timely hit in this game. Chris Wiesman is one for two. One out and nobody on here in the sixth. Coming home, he's first ball swinging. Big cut. Strike one. Again, down 3-0, the approach changes. Need base runners. And that is on the outside corner, strike two. Wiesman can't believe it. He looked back and said something to the home plate umpire. 0-2. Chris had better realize that when you bark, human tendency is that the strike zone opens up a little bit. Fouls that one off. No balls and two strikes. And, of course, a good umpire realizes these are pressure cooker games, single elimination playoffs, and kind of gives a little bit wider latitude. That's the right way to handle it. 0-2 to Wiesman. Slow curve. Wasted that one. Bounces it off the plate foul. Hayden Davidowski on deck. West with four hits. Evergreens with three. West did damage with two outs in their half of the sixth inning. The Evergreens need an answer. Up high, one ball and two strikes. Wiesman steps out for a moment. Now he's back in. 1-2 pitch. Slow curve. Did not break in. Stayed up high. Two balls and two strikes. Ulke got ahead of Wiesman 0-2 and now looks kind of reluctant to show him the fastball. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss at the high, hard one. Wiesman has struck out. He's the second out of the inning. Here is Hayden Davidowski. Boy, Wausau West, it's just looked like they can feel it now that they've built their lead up to 3-0. Two outs and nobody on here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Hayden Davidowski reached on a fielder's choice, laid down a sacrifice. First pitch, strike. Yeah, what's frustrating, too, is there's nothing spectacular about Ethan Ulke, the starting pitcher. He's around the plate a lot. He's not super hard. Change speeds there, and that's outside. One ball and one strike. I mean, is that a blazing fastball? No. No, it's not. He's around the plate a lot. Doesn't make a lot of mistakes. It's up high. Two balls and one strike. First two batters retired here in the sixth, and that's high and away. Three balls and one strike. If the inning continues, Noah Shmulewski is scheduled to hit. Three balls, one strike. Evergreens need a base runner like the desert needs rain. That's fouled back. Count is full. New baseball in. Ulke coming home. That's way up high. Tried something off speed. Hayden Davidowski has a two-out walk.
First baseman, Noah Shmulewski.
Noah Shmulewski will take his turn at bat. Big spot for the junior. Left-handed bat here. You'd almost feel better about things if the Evergreens could just get one run back. See what you can do in the bottom of the seventh. First ball swinging, strike one. We're in the bottom of the sixth now. Hayden Davidowski's at first via a walk. Throw over to first. Dives back. Safe. Walsall West got their two runs in with two outs. So the Evergreens hoping to return the favor. That's down low. One ball and one strike. Winner plays on Thursday. Loser cleans out their locker and sees their season come to a close. 1-1 pitch. That's down low, and it's a wild pitch. Runner's going to advance to second base. Ethan Graham, instead of shifting his body, tried to reach across his body with his glove and tried to backstop that. I mean, the throw home was wild, but the catcher, Ethan Graham, didn't do his pitcher any favors there. Now with two outs, there's a runner in scoring position. A 2-1 pitch to Noah coming home here. And that ball is hit, sinking, it's down. The Evergreens are going to try and get this run around. There'll be a play at the plate. Here's the throw. He is safe. The Evergreens get the run in. Noah Shimolewski with a hit to right field. It was hit shallow, so there was going to be a play at the plate. And just ahead of the throw, safe, is Hayden Davidowski. 3-1. The Evergreens have finally broken through. RBI single for Noah Shimolewski. 3-1. Nick Cotter is ready to hit. So the tying run comes to the plate. Cotter has walked and struck out. The Evergreens are asking for a courtesy runner here. Is that Pearson McDonald courtesy running? Yes. Sophomore on the bases.
Catcher, Nick Cotter.
Now again, Pearson is out there because of speed. Do you try and get him to steal a base? Anything to get another run into scoring position, but if he's thrown out, the inning is over. Are the outs too precious in this spot to try and get that runner into scoring position? I bet you roll the dice here. Let's see. First pitch to Cotter. Runner is not going, and it's outside. Ball one. You know what this little sixth-inning rally means also? The Evergreens' big bats are going to get a chance to hit in the seventh. Soppy and Wyatt Miles and Danielski will probably get one more turn in this ball game and maybe one more turn in this season. 3-1, Everest. 1-0 pitch, and that's down low. Two balls and no strikes. Nate Langbin is scheduled to hit next if the inning continues. 2-0. I mean, it's a hitter's count here. Do you hit and run in this spot? Got to get that runner at first base around somehow. He is not going, and the pitch is down low. Three balls and no strikes. So in the name of getting the tying run on board, yeah, Nick Cotter's got to take in this spot, right? Just looking around here, yeah, he's going to take two pitches. You bet. Nick Cotter walked earlier. Now the catcher is asking for a new catcher's mitt. Okay. So the drama that's waiting here is going to come out as the catcher, Ethan Graham, just had a new mitt thrown to him. It is our catcher who's in the batter's box, Nick Cotter, 3-0. Yeah, Nick is going to take a pitch here. Throw over to first. McDonald is back. Evergreens have finally broken through, pushed a run on, but it's 3-1. There is more to do. 3-0 pitch taking all the way. Outside corner, strike. I think we all agree that Nick Cotter at 3-1 is taking again. Coming home, and that's up high. That's ball four. Dum, da-dum, dump. The tying run is at first base. And here's Nate Langbin. 0-1. Sacrifice. And there will be a conference at the mound as Walsall West senses that this is a pressure-packed spot. The Evergreens want a courtesy runner for Nick Cotter. Josh Hopkins. And Walsall West makes a pitching change.
Lucas Hager.
A sophomore, Lucas Hager, is coming in from the bullpen. Lucas Hager in relief of Ethan Elke. So the first team to go to the bullpen is Wausau West. What a big spot for a sophomore here. Ethan Elke works 5 2/3 innings, but just like Nate Langbin, had trouble getting the third out. Mm-hmm. We cannot give you Elke's pitching line because he's responsible for the two men on base. I like that the Evergreens seem to be in never-say-die mode. That's encouraging. Lucas Hager is a right-hander and a sophomore. And look at this. The Evergreens counter with a senior. Brock Babish is going to pinch hit. Brock Babish is about to take the at-bat of his high school baseball career, and he is coming on to face Lucas Hager. Nate Langbin will be called back. Babish will hit. Why is Brock not playing in this game? That he tumbled over first base in the sixth inning in Marshfield. I couldn't tell if it was his ankle or his hamstring. Turns out that it was a hamstring. But you know what? Brock Babish, I saw him moving around pregame. Going to take a turn to hit here. Brock Babish for the season, 17 of 57. He's just below 300. His batting average, .298.
Pinch hitting for the Evergreens, number 40, Brock Babish.
You know what? I will bet you a second shiny silver dollar. The senior beats the sophomore here. I'm not sure what's going to happen if we're going to get extra bases and tie this game. Oh, boy, I like that scenario. But I think just pitcher versus batter here, senior versus sophomore, here we go. First pitch is outside, ball one to Babish. Lucas Hager's got a more lively fastball than Ethan Elke, but let's see if he can find the spot. Second pitch, leg kick, outside again, two balls and no strikes, in danger of loading the bases. Kyler Soppy, who has more hits than anyone on the Everest team, is in the on-deck circle. If Babish can keep this going, there are two outs. 2-0 pitch. Leg kick again, taking. Almost got by the catcher down low. Catcher Ethan Graham thought that was by him. He looked by and got just enough with his glove and with his leg, with his shin guard, to keep that in front of him. Three balls and no strikes. I think Babish has to take a pitch here, too. Maybe you let him hit at 3-1, but at 3-0 you could load the bases here. And Hager has not thrown a strike since coming on in relief. Taking, and there is strike one, 3-1. Yeah, you probably let the senior hit, but this is why the coaches get the big bucks in this spot. First and second, two outs in a 3-1 game. Coming home, Babish bounces it off the plate and back to the pitcher. There's no one covering first base, and the first baseman recovers and gets over. A moment of worry. The first baseman, Bryce Heil, moved to his right like he thought he was going to have to make a play on that ball and then recovered. And the pitcher, Lucas Hager, has thrown out Brock Babish. The Evergreens get one run, but they leave two on. We're going to the seventh and final inning. Our new score is Wausau West 3, DC Everest 1 on 93.9 The Game.